Good evening. Today is Tuesday, March 11th. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Thank you for joining. We're going to call this meeting to order at 6:01 p.m. Can we stand for a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call?
Present.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Roche.
Present.
Ms. Colleen is Jermaine Izzo.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright.
Present.
Ms. Pirelli Silkoff.
Present.
Ms. Patel. Ms. Patel. Mr. Rivera.
Present.
Ms. Simon.
Present.
Ms. Wovno. Ms. Wovno. You have a quorum, Madam Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I don't believe there are any changes.
So the deletions would be, we're deleting number 10, we're deleting number 12, and we're adjusting number 11 to exclude number 4, 5, and 6 from the transfers requests.
Okay. I did that come through. Oh, okay. Okay. So just to restate, for the record, we are going to delete item number 10. We are going to delete item number 12, both concerning the chiller system at the Derby Middle School. We are also on item number 11, eliminating numbers 4, 5, and 6. Can I have a motion to approve?
Ashley, I'll approve.
Okay, we have a motion made by Ashley. Do we have a second?
A second, Jennifer.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 5, public portion. We are going to open up public portion.
This is potentially our murder weapon.
Well, you want to go first?
The way you preserve that as evidence, you have a solid rock.
Good evening. My name is George Kurtica. I'm president of the Board of Aldermen. I just want to let everybody know on the tax bill, I really appreciate, and I'm sure everybody else does, the duties that you do here. Because trust me, I was on the tax board in 2009. It's a very tough position to be in. You look out for the betterment of the city and all the departments that serves it. I'm also here to speak in support of you. Hopefully that the budget that we're all here for, and I'd like to appreciate members of the Pegasus looking a lot of coming and being here, and I hope that the funding to repair the truck 15, the hook and ladder truck, goes forward in your favor, and all the other budgets that you be coming with the next couple of weeks, you know, hopefully you look out for the interests of the taxpayers and the citizens, and do the right thing. So I appreciate everything you do, and everything that was online that everybody saw, I think was kind of discouraging. But now that we're here, we're at a good point, and we're all here together for one cause, is to adopt a city budget which is fair and equal to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I could just say, you know, before, and Brad, you're next. Sorry, I didn't understand that it was going to be opened up. I would just ask that people keep personal complaints, defamatory comments, you know, out of the limelight. Definitely, we want to hear from you. Definitely, we hope by the end of this meeting, you know, we're all going to be in a better place. I think we all want the same thing. And I also want to make sure people understand, while we are interested in hearing comments, it's not opportunity for a dialogue. So definitely, I would welcome you to offer your comments, but there will not be questions answered in this forum. Again, hopefully by the end of the night, all the questions will be answered. So with that, I am going to first open it up to Brian, and then I will open it up to anyone else that wants to speak.
Thank you. This is Brian Hall, the finance director for the City of Derby. I'm going to turn around and address the folks because I know they already are aware of how this works out. So I just want to discuss a little bit the procedures for how a meeting of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation is requested and how we move forward, right? So given this is the budget season, the vote, so commonly called, is in a weekly meeting cadence, right? The weekly meeting cadence is set to provide flexibility for the department heads, the mayor, for myself to conduct meetings and give presentations in smaller, more manageable timeframes versus the once a month meetings that we do the rest of the time of the year. Rarely, however, is there a need to meet every week, especially early on in the budget season as we are currently in. So it is not uncommon that it means we'll get canceled when we're in this weekly cadence. The meetings are called by the city clerk once he is presented with the relevant agenda items for the meeting. There were items for the meeting on the 4th, and so the meeting was canceled. The decision to cancel the meeting wasn't made by the board, mayor, or anyone else in the administration. The decision to cancel the meeting was made by me because there were no items presented to me from any of the commissioners or directors that needed to be addressed on the 4th. It was already agreed upon by myself and the fire commissioner on February 25th. He would present his budget presentation tonight on March 11th, and that we would figure out what the transfers he needed and where the money was going to come from before that meeting. Originally, the fire commissioner could not make the March 5th date, which I offered, but he did not reach out and let me know that he could present on the 4th. Well, by that time, he reached back out. I've already scheduled August present on the 11th, and I wasn't given any impression at the time by the fire commissioner that a meeting on the March 4th was urgently needed. So I agreed to keep the March 11th date. I was not aware that our fire trucks had broken down and that the repair shop that we used was refusing to do the work until a purchase order was approved. This hadn't been insured in the past. Before the dispendium, they were always willing to start work on our trucks while the fire department commissioner worked out the transfers and approvals. Now I understand that there were problems with paying this vendor under the past administration. This hasn't been the case under this administration. So I have no idea what prompted them to now be requiring an approved purchase order before they start work. Our business has been approved in a timely manner, and we will continue to do so. That said, the mayor and I will be discussing this issue with them later this week, and we hope to get back to the way it's always been. Neither I, the Burt Mills administration, want to put Derby residents' health at risk, so we will start calling special meetings for transfers if the truck breaks down and the next scheduled meeting is too far in the future. And for if anyone has any issues with how the fire commissioner, myself, or any of the other department heads are doing their jobs, please reach out to us directly to discuss. I'm in City Hall every day. I'm happy to drop what I'm doing to discuss any problems or concerns any residents have. If you're still not getting any answers you need or your issues addressed, then please reach out to the mayor's office to discuss. Joining the social media should be the last resort after all the efforts to resolve your problems or concerns have failed. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Does anyone from the public wish to speak? Please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening, board members. My name is Steve Jolowick. I live at 61 Academy Hill Road in Derby. I'm a lifelong resident of Derby and a 50-year member of the fire department. I'm here primarily just to tell you that the fire department, that company, I'm speaking on behalf of Company 4, Pegasus Hook and Ladder, although I know we have other members of the fire department here, and I suspect that their sentiments are the same. We want to let you know that we're fully supportive of the work that Gary Parker has done as fire commissioner and the efforts that he has done for. We understand that money is tight in the city. We're taxpayers, but we want the right thing done to protect the citizens and protect the firefighters. So we really want you to support him and his requests, not just for today's budget, but the budget going forward and in the capital budget that's going to need to be coming forward also. The trucks and the vehicles, the apparatus, the equipment that we work with is very old. I don't think any of you are driving 20-year-old vehicles. Most of the fire department apparatus is in that age range, way over life. It's going to cost more to repair the longer we keep it. So you're going to pay one way or the other. I'm a taxpayer. I also sat in the seat on the board. I was on the zoning board for over 20 years. One of the things I recognized early on, and this is what I'm going to offer, to if you want to see the apparatus, perhaps even with the commissioner's blessing, take a ride. See any one of the departments and learn what it's about. Why, as you go through the budget process, we would be happy to open that up. We've done that for the mayor. Brian came down. A couple of the aldermen came down for a tour just to see hands-on. Because what I learned on planning and zoning is a lifelong resident, I'd say, well, I know all the places in Derby. But I got up out of my chair on a regular basis to drive to the sites, to look at site plans and understand really the point. So I would urge you to consider doing that. Thank you for the time this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number 6, Police Department Budget Presentation. Chief Todd.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bottom line up front, as you see, this is a year where our budget request is showing a requested increase of 4.36%. Which is very out of character for the department. But what I ask you to realize is that that increase really is taking into account two fiscal year pay increases. Last year, our contract expired, so there were no pay increases. The contract was recently approved, and in that contract, it is a 2.5% pay raise for last fiscal year, which will be dealt with as far as the finance office goes, and then a 3% pay raise for the upcoming fiscal year. So, I mean, overall, we're looking at a 5.5% pay raise across the board for the union members from the fiscal year 24-25. So comparing apples to apples, this year's increase is really roughly, from last year's, is really roughly 2.25, something like that. 2.45%, if you're comparing apples to apples. What bumps it up that additional percentage is the retroactive pay raises, that the retroactive pay percentage from the previous fiscal year. So with that being said, my intent is just to go through the increases line by line, if that's the way you would like it done, or if you would like it done any different way, feel free to let me know and I'll speak to it whichever way works best for your board. All right. So basically, as far as the wage lines goes, again, you're looking at an increase of a significant increase in some of these wage lines to the tune of about $168,000, I believe, $165,000 roughly in the wage line increases. Again, that is two fiscal years worth of wage increases. Additionally, what you're going to see in here, as I attempted to break out in the sheet I handed out tonight, is the contract agreement also has effects on different lines that are wage and non-wage. For instance, if you go down to police training wages, which is approximately 7 or 8 lines down, you'll see we're requesting an increase from $40,000 to $59,000. That entire $19,000 increase is because of a negotiated settlement with the union where we are decreasing the amount of unpaid training hours that they used to have of 32 unpaid training hours. We're reducing it down to 24 unpaid training hours. So that clearly means we have to absorb 8 hours per year per officer in training costs. And that works out to that $19,000. So it's not that we're doing any additional training or asking for any change in the amount of training we do. It's simply that by contract now, they don't have to give us 32 free hours. They only have to give us 24 free hours now. So that's where that 19,000 comes from. And please, if anyone has a question, please stop me. Otherwise, I'm just going to continue to ramble on. Again, in addition to the police contract increases, City Hall's contract increases are reflected in this. I believe it was 2.5% for next fiscal year. So you see the Secretary Services with an increase of $1,365, clerical wages and janitor wages with associated 2.5% increases. Differential wages. After Secretary Services, you'll see a requested increase of $15,000. Again, that's because in the new contract, the 4 to 12 shift and the midnight to 8 shift officers were increased 50 cents an hour for their differential rates. So one went from $1 to $1.50, and the other one went from $1.50 to $2 per officer, per hour, per shift. And that's where that $15,000 comes from. So.
Can't hear anything.
I have no sound.
Longevity is something that's still in the contract for even new employees as they enter up into.
Yes, longevity doesn't start until the fifth year. So fifth year minimum, and then I believe there's a kick up at 10, 15, and 20. I think you max out.
I'm sorry, so it is still in the contract?
Yes, it is. It just increased. But the reason why it's only a small increase of $750 is because we've had so many recent retirements that the officers that were making top longevity, which I believe was 550, will now be 600 per year. Most of those officers have retired. So all the new coming officers until they hit 5 years of service don't get any longevity pay. So that's why that is only a small increase, because if it was across the board, say three years ago, before we've had so many retirements, that number would have been pretty large.
Okay. I just want to confirm those that are online can hear now.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. Yes.
Okay, the next on page 2 of what I handed out is our field training officer and color guard / honor guard stipends. Again, by the new contract, the honor guard members, I believe there are 6 of them, they were increased $50 per year in the stipend they receive, mainly for cleaning of their Class A uniforms. Radio maintenance contract going up $152. That's simply a vendor cost increase that we get pretty much every year from NORCOM, who services our radio system. New England, I'm sorry, CPCA, which is Connecticut Police Chiefs Association. They have increased the dues for myself and the deputy chief by $250 total. We'll go down to police canine expenses and just briefly discuss that. You'll see that's a reduction from 3,000 to zero. We do not currently have a canine. We left the 3,000 in last year, even though we didn't have a canine, because we were expecting a federal grant to come through that did not. So that money will not be spent out of this year's budget. And we don't see any sense in keeping a placeholder in next year's budget, because it does not look like the federal grant will be coming through next year either. So that's why that $3,000 deduction is in there. Education reimbursement, $94.95 deduction. Again, that's because we have no officers this year requesting the contractual allowed reimbursement for education. So that's simply a zero. Police training and development, a $2,800 request increase. That is because of the fact that we still have two empty patrol slots in the department. Last year's, the 1650 from last fiscal year included one academy seat request. We are looking to get two academy seats for this fiscal year. The state of Connecticut no longer gives that out as a freebie. Every municipality has to pay for every officer we train. So that cost is $2,800 per officer just for them to attend the academy. Still really is not reflective of what it really costs to send them through the academy, but we have no choice. You pay it or they don't go. So that's what that $2,800 increase request is for. Police vests is the next increase you'll see. We're asking for $100 more, simply because the cost of the vests have gone up. That $900 from this fiscal year represents a 50% federal match requirement for police vests. So in other words, the vests cost roughly $1,800 each. We pay one half and the federal government pays the other half. But the costs from our vendors and from the manufacturers have gone up a little bit. So we're just requesting that bump. So eventually we're going to see that the vests currently are going to be costing around $2,000 each, which our share will be $1,000. Uniforms, looking at a request for an increase of $2,900. Again, that is due to the new contract. It's simply the cost to buy uniforms, like everything else, has gone up. So the union successfully negotiated that increase to try to cover those costs.
Do you know what that increase was? Like, what are they getting? What will?
Yeah, it's so they're supplied with their yearly allotment. By contract, they have to maintain serviceable uniforms, and they're inspected on the regular. And after that, they can use it for other police related expenses, a flashlight, handcuffs, boots, whatever it may be. So really, within some reason, they're allowed to purchase police related items. They're not told you have to purchase 3 shirts a year and 3 pants a year, but they are inspected daily at roll call. And if they have unserviceable items, they're forced to use their allotment to purchase new stuff. But it's like everything else. It's just that new stuff is getting that much more expensive. So, again, it's not a huge increase this year. Right? It's fit, as the deputy chief said, I think it's $50 per officer. So, computer maintenance. I don't know if Brian's going to have anything to say on this, if this it's the time or not. But our current computer vendor, AccuCom, is going up on their monthly costs to the tune of approximately $1,000. That's why we are asking for that $1,000 increase. Again, it's nothing, it's not changing any of the way we do business. It's simply the vendor is charging us more. So not much we can do about that as long as we stay with that vendor. Employee assistance program. That's an outside agency who our officers have access to 24/7. For any issues that they may be having, their cost is going up $250 total for the year. Recorder service contract, we have a server in the chief's office that records telephone, radio traffic, and the That is a maintenance contract that the vendor charges us to keep the server up and running. Again, he's just going up on his costs. So when you look at that request, it shows a $228,163 increase. But again, please keep in mind that increase is not just from last fiscal year to this fiscal year. It includes those raises over the course of two fiscal years. So it's kind of deceiving that we're asking for this huge increase when really it's spread over two fiscal years, if that makes sense. That's really what I have. If there's any questions on that.
I have a couple.
Sure.
On extended vacancies, is there a reason why there might be difficulty in filling?
Well, it's a nationwide problem now. It's very difficult to recruit police officers for a plethora of reasons. There's not a lot of people. It's getting better, but not a lot of people in the face of the last 4 to 5 years of what's happened nationwide that want to be police officers. So we've been in the perfect storm in Derby in that we had a much older force. And over the course of the last 3 to 5 years, probably nearly 40% of our regular force has retired, which is forcing us at times to hire 3, 4, 5 people at a time. But we're also competing with every other department in the state of Connecticut for those quality candidates. So we are not willing to lower our standards as far as the candidates that we want serving the citizens of Derby, although we are sometimes forced to take a person that potentially isn't, you know, that top tier, top three person of all the people that take the test. But we are doing our best to take qualified candidates that do not give us a concern that A, they're going to leave after we train them, or B, that they're going to be a problem. So also what we're hitting is we had taken over the past 3 to 4 years several lateral transfer officers. A lateral transfer officer is an officer from another agency that's already certified that wishes to leave that agency and come to another agency. So we took in 3 or 4 officers from Waterbury that were highly, highly skilled officers with a lot of years of service. Unfortunately, a couple of them left after only a year, so that kind of left us in a lurch. We hired a lateral transfer officer from another city on the eastern side of Connecticut who came in and left after 1 month. So it's kind of, like I said, the perfect storm of doing our due diligence, getting these people on board, and they leave. So we're kind of backing off the lateral transfer pursuit for that reason, and we're going back to just recruiting people that are not currently police officers and sending them to the academy. The problem with that is that whole process from the time that you start the hiring process to the officer going to the academy, coming out of the academy, doing their field training with a field training officer from the city, that entire process could take 18 months. So, you know, even if you start today, and we haven't stopped over the past several years, and you get an officer that says, yes, I want to come to Derby, we don't see that officer counting towards road strength for probably a year and a half. And what that causes, obviously, is us to backfill those positions on overtime. So it's costing us 1.5 times what it would cost to have an actual officer out there doing the job at his base pay. Speaking of that, I would just like to backtrack because I did forget to discuss the overtime request. So the overtime request, we're requesting a $57,000 and change increase. I will say this, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what we're most likely going to need. So I have no problem if your board decides not to grant that $57,000 request increase. If the board is understandable that we most likely next fiscal year will be coming to ask for more money. This fiscal year, we're probably looking at, I don't know, Brian, $150,000 overage on our overtime. We think we're going to be able to manage that because of the fact we have been short patrol officers and will be coming before your board to ask to transfer money out of the patrol line into overtime to cover it. So the net effect on the taxpayers hopefully is zero, but not guaranteed yet. As you may or may not know, our computers are currently experiencing issues, so we can't access a lot of our records right now. So hopefully we don't have to come back and ask for more money, just transfers. But next year, if we do, if we are successful in putting two officers in the academy, that buffer from the patrol line won't be there because they're going to be getting paid to be in the academy, and there will be no money that we could transfer from anywhere into our overtime budget. So again, back to my discussion about 18 months, we most likely will go the entire fiscal year next year short two officers. We have a minimum manpower clause, which requires us to field a minimum of four police officers a shift. So I can't just say, well, we'll field three officers and try to make it work. I can't by contract. So unfortunately, that means that when there are vacancies, when officers take time off, if officers get hurt, if officers are sick, we have to pay overtime to backfill them. That has a very detrimental effect on the officers that are constantly getting ordered into work. But we're doing the best we can to fill seats. But next fiscal year, we will almost guaranteed coming back to this board for overtime. But, you know, it almost doesn't make a lot of sense to ask for the $57,000 because it'll probably be three or four times that we need. So, again, I'm fine if the board chooses not to fund that increase, as long as we're all under the understanding that the money's going to have to come from somewhere at some point.
A couple of questions
within that. So you mentioned lateral transfers. When you get a lateral transfer, do they come in at your level one officer rate, or do they get years of service rates?
They get years of service rates.
So they do. So they come in a little bit higher than it would be for a new officer coming out of the academy. Yeah.
Most of the ones we've had had anywhere from 10 to 15 years of experience, which already maxes them out at our top rate. So most of them came in at our top rate.
So with these two empty seats that you have, what's your number for full force?
34 sworn.
34.
We're authorized for 34 sworn.
So we're at 32?
We're at 32 right
now. Does the budget include 34 or 32? The
budget includes a 34 request, yes.
Includes a 34. So yes. When there's, I'm assuming the overtime is strictly shift coverage.
Coverage, it is emergency situations, detective call outs, it's several different things.
Okay. When there's overtime, I don't want to split hairs, but thinking forward of what it may cost if we're still short two officers, overtime for a standard shift is time and a half?
Yes.
When does it go to double, on weekends, holidays, or just holidays?
It only goes to double in the rare circumstance, and I think it's happened once in the past, since I've been, certainly since I've been chief, but probably in the past 15 years, is if an officer is forced to work seven consecutive days.
Okay.
Only at that point does it hit double time. So it almost never happens.
Yeah, right. And then, so if I'm, if I work 7 to 3 or whatever, 8 to 4 mm-hmm. shift, and then I stay on for the 4 to 12, I'm getting time and a half at that 150 differential rate as well.
Yes.
So I'm getting that as well. Okay.
Yes.
So that adds up quickly.
It does.
Yeah. All right.
I just had a question too. In the recent contract settlement, were there any provisions that were tiered? Like, I know you said about the longevity, but I don't know, sick leave payout, any of the provisions that seem like they're costly and add to the budget that were eliminated?
No, really the only thing obviously that's tiered is the yearly pay raises. But no, the upfront cost, there was no discussion of splitting them over the course of the contract or anything like that.
Yeah, and along those lines, though, you know, the police outside work wages, or at least the amount we're going to be charging for the construction companies and people that are leveraging those services, is increasing, which is obviously not reflected in these numbers because you just see the expense side of it. So the revenue side of it, you'll see when we present there, and then you'll see, you know, an actual margin of profit versus, you know, a loss in the past. So you know, some of that increase was intended to help fund some of, you know, most, if not all, of these increases when we were doing the negotiations.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Bamini Patel. I have a quick question for the chief, and I'm sorry. It's just a question for my understanding. As far as the training, you mentioned 18 months. Is that standard protocol per state?
Yes, the academy, the state municipal academy, is approximately 6 months. They then come out of the academy and have to spend another 3 or 4 months in, again, state mandated field training where they ride with a specially trained officer to gain experience on the road. So you're at about the 9 month mark of total training, but then you add in the actual time it takes to run tests, do background investigations, et cetera. And you're roughly anywhere, you know, from 14 to 18 months before they count towards road strength.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to figure out to see if we can somehow shorten that period. That was just, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Chief, just one more.
Yes.
Secretary services and clerical wages. Secretary services and administrative assistant in the offices, whereas clerical is records and fingerprinting, that kind of a thing?
Correct. And all
two separate.
They are. And two separate classifications in City Hall. Mm-hmm. So they're member. Let me clarify. The three records clerks are part-time records clerks. They are not members of the City Hall Union. So they historically will get the same raise as whatever their classification is in City Hall, even though they're not members of the union. So let me just be clear, it is not automatic. The board can vote not to give them raise because they don't have union coverage, but that's just historically what we have done.
Okay. Thank you so much for.
Thank you very much.
Okay, moving on to item number 7, Auxiliary Police 25-26 budget presentation.
So our auxiliary police officers are non-sworn volunteer officers that for the most part help us with traffic details during major incidents like 4th of July fireworks, Memorial Day parade, et cetera. They're invaluable to us. For the last many, many years, that 17,605, which is the request, has not changed. That funds the upkeep on the two used patrol cars that they use when they go out to traffic details. It funds their training costs for instructors from the outside to come in, as well as instructors that are within the department to train them. And it funds their equipment. So they each get a bullet resistant vest. They each get uniforms, belts. They have radios that need to be upkept and things along those lines. So again, invaluable resource. If they weren't there, there's approximately, I believe, 8 to 10 current and active auxiliary officers. If they were not there, all that work would have to be done by regular officers on overtime, and the cost would be incredibly higher. So again, no changes to last year's budget request with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Item number 8, Fire Department 25-26 budget presentation.
I just wanted to, on behalf of the fire department, and although I had nothing to do with the post, I apologize to you all for having been dragged into that. You were not involved. You had no idea what was going on. As Brian laid it out, that's pretty much the timeline exactly between he and I. We do this every day, and it's day-to-day operations for us. And, you know, it's just what we do. And, you know, I didn't, you know, the, quite honestly, the timeline got ahead of me. I should have been more on top of it for to make your last week's meeting. But I apologize on behalf of the fire department for any anguish, anyone who was on the receiving end of that.
And we greatly appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'll just start from the top and go down.
Mm-hmm.
So our wages have not changed. They haven't changed in many years. That we're holding that. Outside demolition watch, the station standby watch, and the fire watch. Those three, they're really all three of the same thing. We have various types of watches. If there's a fire in a structure, and we have to maintain custody of the property, we'll leave a fire watch there. Or if there's a danger in reignition, we'll leave people there. So that's what fire watch. A station watch is you usually use for inclement weather when we put crews on in the firehouses for the duration of the storm. And the outside demolition is a system if a outside entity has a demolition of a structure, the fire marshal will make a determination on fire marshal issues the demolition permit. He'll make a determination on the need for a fire watch during the off hours when there's a pile of rubble there. And then there's a system that the contractor the contractor and the fire commissioner get together to come up with an estimate of how many days, how much hours in that. And they put a check in up front to the city. And if there's any, the $1,500 is really just a placeholder for the account. Training, education, and seminars, very critical account for our department and every department in the United States. I mean, that item could be 50,000, it wouldn't be enough, but 30,000 does us fine. And we use it wisely and often. Valley Fire Chief's annual fee is only $200. That's the Valley Chief's organization has an organization just basically for mutual aid to keep. Physicals is $36,000. Every member in the department up until a year or so ago, all members needed to have a physical. The frequency was determined by the medical doctor who issued that's our NFPA, who is our guiding association nationally, has changed that to an annual for all firefighters. They really have changed a lot with medical requirements, with firefighter cancer and pulmonary and cardio. The expensive companies, each company, there's four companies in Derby, each company gets $1,500. It's been that way since the beginning of time.
Okay, just curious, what is that money used for?
So that's for the companies would use that for, I won't say live in the firehouses, but it's there, you know, they have quarters and rec rooms. And so any little improvements they want to make, and that's what that goes for.
Okay.
Some may use it for dress uniforms, that type of thing.
Okay.
ladder testing, that goes along with, you'll later and along in the budget, there's a pump testing as well. Those are NFPA required each year. The ladder testing includes testing of the aerial ladder and all the ground ladders we have. So equipment maintenance, I have in here $110,000, but I'd like to just talk about that for a minute. I've done a lot of homework in the past couple of weeks, not for what just the Facebook thing, but for the capital plan to find out where we are, where we're going. And I can tell you this, that the three trucks that we're talking about, two engines and one engine, a rescue pump, and an aerial ladder, are the three engines, two engines and a ladder that those are replacing. Those are the new trucks. The first ones are the new trucks. Engine 13, it's housed down the East End Hose Company. From 2020 to 2025, was about $73,000 into that truck alone. Engine 11, it's a 1996. It's parked at this, not parked, it's in service and ready to go. And it's Storm Engine Company. That was about $75,000, 74 and change, but call it 75 over the 5 years. And the ladder truck, it's a 2004. Since from 2020 to 2025, it was about $54,000. So there's a lot of money. Compare that to engine 12, which is in the storms. That's a 2014 truck. That's our newest truck. It was delivered to Derby in 2015 and put in service. So for those same 5 years, I took those same 5 years, 2020 to 25, engine 12, we paid just over $22,000 for repairs. Like, it's significant less. So in the past 2 years, last year we spent $119,000. This year we're at with the fundings I'm asking for transfers, there we'll have be at $122,000, and we're at mid March, so I'm sure we're going to be back before too long. I'm not wishing for anything. It's just a fact of the business. So I really would like to bump to the equipment maintenance to 120, if we would consider that. If not even to put it in the fire budget, put it in a account so that it can be easily, we won't have to go hunting for it next year. That's my point. This year, I'm transferring. I know that's what we've tried always to do, is transfer within the accounts, but it's stripping. I took $5,000 out of training. I took some money out of physicals. So what's that mean? That's fine. We're still going to train, and we're still going to do our physicals, but not as many, and they get pushed forward, and we're always behind. We have self-contained breathing apparatus. Those are the air bottles that wear on the back. Not the packs themselves, but the bottles that go in them have a shelf life, and it's 20 years. And we have about 70 bottles in service in the city of Derby, and about half are right at or over 20 years. And the bottle is $3,700. So I'm sorry, I'm CRS. It's $1,700. So it's not, it's really a capital planning issue. And, but I know where we stand there with, all that. It just adds up. So what I'm, just trying to bring it to your attention at this point. Building maintenance, it's $35,000. That's where we are this year, and we'll spend everything we have, and there's more. All that $35,000 does is put Band-Aids on stuff. We're not really building or putting any roofs or anything like that.
changing the oldest firehouse as well right now. It's a toss-up between the East End and the Storm Engine Company. We're both built in the mid-1950s. And the other two were built in dedicated in 1976. That's 50 years old. And we're certainly not looking for new firehouses, but again, that's capital planning. But at least we have to keep ourselves running, and that's what the $35,000 does. I dropped out of the firearm system. Ours is deactivated and about 95% removed. That $10,000 we used it last year. The utilities had a number of utility poles that they were doing work on and putting new poles in, and they needed the wires removed. So that was our utility. We had to hire somebody to take those down. And so I'm rolling the dice, and I know I'm asking for money in other areas. So forget about that. We'll worry about it if somebody calls. I don't know if they're. Radio maintenance. So in all of our trucks, and we have two-way radios, obviously, and we have two radios that we can speak between members in Derby, and also between Derby and Ansonia, Derby and Shelton, and Derby and Orange, primarily. Those are the big ones. All those other three towns that I just mentioned are either already have or already going to. And I'm not a radio guy, so I'll say the wrong frequency. Somebody will know it here and shout it out. But they're going to a higher, I don't want to say frequency, but it's a, what do you call it? What? Encrypted. So it's we're not going to be able to talk to anybody probably between now and the end of the year. Maybe some people will like that, but... those radios in the apparatus, and each chief has one too. So between all that, there's eight radios, and a lot of money. So I'm upping that a little bit to try to get, we'll buy them a little bit at a time. Computer expenses, I dropped that to $5,000. Basically to support what we have. Compute annual service contracts. Those are for the long term, the annual, either annual or 3-year contracts we have for, we lease our multi-gas meters that we use to check buildings for gases. That also covers the cost of the Wi-Fi service, the mobile Wi-Fi for the that we have in our apparatus, and it also we have a computer protection from there's that we just started that after the problem with the police department we issued that. Fire official expenses, that's basically for training and for personal betterment, for lack of a better word. That goes to the myself, the four. This chief and three assistants, the department safety and a department safety officer. It's $400 each, and it's basically for any periodicals, fire department periodicals training. If they want to take a course on their own, you know, we don't really limit what they can do, but it's fire department related. Comcast is for the Wi-Fi and TV services at the fire houses. Eversource gas is obviously for heat and cooking. Water company is Regional Water. Extinguishers is just to replenish finishers after they've been discharged. Personal fire alert systems are pagers. You may have seen a small clip on your belt there, receiver units for the members. Engine pump test was what I was speaking about before, similar to the ladder test. It's an annual test for the engine pumping capacities. New fire equipment is miscellaneous equipment. So that would be anything from nozzles to hand tools to saws. Hose is obviously the stuff that carries the water. Breathing equipment is what part of what I was talking about before, the SCBA and the bottles. And the turnout gear maintenance is the, each year we're mandated to use a third inverter to deep clean our turnout gear. Again, getting back to the NFPA. And right now they're just suggestions, but no one seemed to know exactly when nationally I'm talking about, but they're correlating with the OSHA, and those from suggested it's going to go to mandated on a lot of stuff I'm talking about, including fire truck purchases. They're currently 25 to 30 years, and they're going to go to 20 to 25 years. But I've read some where there's people that are proposing 15 to 20 years, and God would help us. So that's it, and glad to answer any questions.
On the breathing equipment, I know there was an issue last year, or was it 2 years ago, with this?
That was a personal protective equipment.
Okay.
That was coats and pants.
Are we in good shape now? We're in
good shape now. We have a program, we're in good shape. We have a plan for that, but it's in the capital plan, because the clock is going on this stuff as soon as you buy it.
Sure.
So $50,000, which was in, it's in, we have it for this year. I'll include it. It will be included in a capital plan. I believe I already have it in there, for replacement. So the gear is about $5,000 a piece. $50,000, we can go 10 a year. So, you know, we can, it's a lot easier, a lot cheaper and better financially prudent to spend by 10 at a time than 300 or 100 at a time for a lot of money.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Just wondering, do we still have those other cars in service along with the fire trucks?
The police cars?
Yeah.
They're not police cars. Like, he made me promise that they're not going to be. they are in service. They're running well. Yeah, guys love them. They look like fire cars, not police cars.
Okay, thank you very much for the presentation. Item number 8, executive session, discussion on security strategy pursuant to section 1-2006C. Okay. Anybody make a motion to go into executive session?
Yes, make a motion. I'll be myself, Chief. I think that's really all you need.
Okay. Through motion. Okay. Motion to go into executive session with Finance Director Brian Hall and Chief Todd. Is there a motion?
Motion, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
I'll second, Tina.
Seconded by Tina. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We will resume shortly. Yeah, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Okay, so everybody leaves here? Really? I thought we were
I didn't hear you. Sorry. I think they're using that room. Otherwise, I would say we'll just go. Thank you. Brian, is it muted?
That's true. Well, how do we've got our board members.
I think we need Mark. We can only
Colleen, it's Sarah Wadomsky.
Hi.
Just make sure. Hi, how are you? Yeah, you might need Mark to make sure that none of us online are still. Okay, great. So we have
to bound some.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to come out of executive session and resume meeting?
Ashley, I'll motion.
Motion made by Ashley. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Ashley and Jose. Moving on to item number 11, transfers and additional appropriations. Line item number one, Department Fire, Fireman Physicals account. Transfer the amount of $10,000 from account 4203-53540, transfer two. Line item 4203-54300, Department Fire for repairs and maintenance. Is there a motion?
Jose motions.
Motion made by Jose. Is there a second?
Bimini Patel, second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number two. In the fire department, from the account training, education, and seminars, in the amount of $5,000 from line item 4203-53200, transfer to line item 4203-54300, fire department to account repairs and maintenance. Is there a motion?
Ashley, I'll motion.
Motion made by Ashley. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, fire from account Yankee Gas in the amount of $7,000. Transfer from account line item 4203-56210. Transfer to line item 4203-54300, fire for repairs and maintenance. Is there a motion?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number seven, budget working balance. From the account working balance, amount of $50,000, transfer from 5020 2021-58500, transfer 24157-55200, department insurance for liability. Is there a motion?
Motion by Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Ashley, I'll second.
Seconded by Ashley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And that ends the... oh, yeah, no, I did know that. I thought you were meaning there's another transfer. Item number 13, 2025-2026 budget adoption timeline update.
Hello, this is Brian Hall, the finance director again. So I put a tentative schedule for the next few weeks, but obviously if folks can't make it and we're not going to have a quorum, please reach out to Colleen so that we can adjust. Otherwise, the plan would be that next week on the 18th, the Board of Ed will present their budget. And then obviously, you know, along the way, as transfers come up from different department heads, I'll add them to the agenda. But for right now, the main topics are going to be the Board of Ed on the 18th, which then on the 25th, I would expect the mayor to give his budget presentation. On the 1st of April, that would allow this board to preliminarily adopt and Mark, please feel free to jump in. The initial plan, April 8th, that will allow for the public to be heard and speak about the budget. And then potentially on the 15th, the budget could be adopted. I believe we have the month of April to get to that place. So that leaves us a couple weeks in between if we end up needing more time. Or if for some reason we need to reschedule because of a conflict or we can't get quorum. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, just for the members of the board, the critical meeting would be the first. No comments that it is April 1st, but that would be critical to have a quorum at that meeting because when you adopt it, it has to be done in April, and then we need time to publish it. So then the following week you could have it. Because if we can't publish, we can't have the public hearing. So that's critical. So if people can't make it on the first, then we need to either have a different day or figure it out. That's all.
To the tax board, is there anybody that cannot make the April 1st date? So everybody is good on that day?
Yes.
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 Anyone that cannot make it? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the schedule that was just laid out by Brian?
Jose, motions.
Motion made by Jose. Is there a second?
Bimini. Second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 14, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion by Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Bimini, second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And adjourned at 7:36 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.